My name's Eric Doolittle. I'm from the LaRonger congregation. Have a little burden that I would like to share with you all today. One that the Lord had put on my heart. Partly because I think in our world today, oftentimes we question things. And as we question things, we want to know why. Why do we do something? What's the right thing to do? And I think questioning is good. We heard of, I think it's the Bereans that said during their searching of the scriptures, they would study to see if it was so what was said. So I want us to consider something here. Let me pull up my notes just to make sure I've got everything ready. I want to talk to us this morning about dress. Dress is one of those things that we can get into the why. Why do we do certain things? And we can do justifications. So, you know, the thing that I've been taught my whole life was long sleeve shirts. Well, why? Why a long sleeve shirt? What's long? Define long. If I have a little t-shirt on with a little 3-inch sleeve, if I say how long is the sleeve, you're going to say it's 3 inches long. So it's long, right? It's long. So I wanted to think this morning of a different way of looking at dress. Because we have to understand why we get dressed before we can understand why we're supposed to dress certain ways. So I want to start off in Numbers. Numbers chapter 15, starting in verse 37. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the border of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put upon the fringe of the borders a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it, and remember all the commandments of the Lord, and do them. And that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-whoring, that ye may remember and do all my commandments, and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. So here, the Lord put a condition on dress for the Israelites. What was that condition? The condition that he put on them for dress was to what? Just to cover ourselves up in the morning? No, there was more to it. When we go to get dressed in the morning, we should be dressing ourselves in a way that reminds us that we're holy Christians. That we're putting on our clothes to go out into the world and present Christ to the world. I want to ask each of us this question this morning. When you got up and you put on your clothes, did you think about that? Did you take an honest moment of your day and said, you know, I'm going to be getting dressed and I need to dress appropriately to remind myself first and foremost of all, to remind myself that I'm holy and separated before the Lord? Because I think this is where we start getting confused on dress. We get into the long sleeve, short sleeve, the is this or is this not right? Does it remind you of the holiness of the Lord, whatever that object is? Does it remind you of, it said, all of his commandments? Are we dressing ourselves in the morning when we put our clothes on? Do we consider that we are to dress ourselves to look like righteous, holy people? Have any of y'all seen a Catholic priest walking around? They have a certain garment they wear, don't they? They wouldn't be in their office without that garment. What type of garment is that? It's a long, generally if it's the robes, it's a long flowing robe. It's fully covered. If you ever see a nun wearing her habit, it's a long gown again. Why is it that the world can dress this way when they want to call people's attention to God, but oftentimes we struggle? This is the thing that I want us to consider, that there's things we should consider as we dress ourselves that we remind people and ourselves of God's commandments. It also said there that we're not to follow after our own heart, our own eyes, and that we're to be holy to God. So keeping that thought in mind, I would like to move on over to Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, starting in verse 8. But now ye also put off all of these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Now that's a lot of reading. It's a lot of things we're supposed to put off and a lot of things we're supposed to put on. Now this is referring to spiritual dress, if you will, for your soul. But I want us to consider something. You're to put off anger, wrath, malice. Have you ever seen folks in the world dress in a way that's rebellious? That they dress in a way to thumb their nose at authority? There's people that they dress in a way to show their anger. We hear with some of the students a lot of times, it's been in the school shootings, that when you talk to the other students, well, he dressed a certain way. He wore long black trench coats. When you get dressed in the morning, are you making sure that when you're dressing, you're not dressing in a way that's presenting anger, that's presenting malice, that you're putting on what you really should put on? Because we can wear clothes that everybody else wears so we fit in with the group, but what is that group presenting? What is it that they wear, and why are we wearing it? Because what are we supposed to put on? Bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. Does that sound like we should be dressing in a way to flaunt ourselves? To show off? To dress in a way that says, I'm going to show people how big my muscles are? We can. We can dress that way if we're not careful. But it's not beneficial to the Lord. It said there, to do all things unto the Lord. Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. When we dress in the morning, when you put on your clothes and you're standing there in the closet or wherever and you look at that mirror before you walk out for the day, do you stop and ask yourself, is the way I'm dressed, does it say anything about Christ? Is it showing anything about Christ? Or do I just look like somebody else in the world? You know, the riband of blue, if you ever saw pictures of what the Israelites talk about, it was a tassel looked to be about 18 inches long, that hung on the corners of the garments. If you were to wear those nowadays, you would definitely stand out in a crowd. You're going to be walking around, these things swishing and swinging around you. But the Lord wanted his people to stand out in the crowd. First and foremost, not for the crowd's sake, but for ours. He wanted us to remember we're called to be a special people. We're called to dress accordingly, and our dress is to remind us of how we live before him. So when you get dressed in the morning, are you remembering that you live before him? I would like to move on over to Ephesians. Ephesians Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So once again, we're told in these scriptures, we are to put off the old and to put off the new. And the new man should be righteousness and holiness. Yes. And going back to the verse about the ribband of blue, when we get dressed in the morning, do we consider that? Do we look at the holiness, the righteousness, and say, am I dressing accordingly? I can tell you, I had a conversation with a gentleman, and he asked me if I was a Guthrieite. I kind of had to pause. I'm like, well, I'm not sure. What is a Guthrieite? You got to explain to me what this is first. And he said, well, a Guthrieite is somebody that believes in wearing long sleeves and has their shirts buttoned up. I said, well, if that's the definition of a Guthrieite, I guess you can call me that, because that's the way I believe. Well, this man told me, he goes, well, I don't believe that way. Well, I told him, I said, well, I understand that. I said, believe it or not, I didn't always believe this way either. I said, I might dress properly for church, but there was a time in my life at home I dressed differently. I did. Because I didn't see it. I didn't fully understand yet. And I told him, I said, so here's what I would challenge you with. I said, just keep trying to follow the Lord. I said, give yourself about 10 years and see if you don't end up dressing like me. I said, because if you're following him, you're going to find that he's got things that he will do for you. He will show you the things you don't understand. But follow him. Looking back, I would have been better off if I would have followed without understanding and instead of waiting until I fully understood. Because now that I understand that the dress is not about a list of do's and don'ts. The dress is about presenting yourself, saying, Lord, I remember what you brought me out of. I remember what you've called me to be, and I'm going to dress appropriately. This is how I should dress. I want to move on over into 2 Corinthians chapter 6, starting in verse 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Now, I wanted to read this because this says we're the temple of the Lord. How many of you all would think it would be appropriate to decorate this building here up in the colors of a sports team? To say, you know, I really like the color. I'm from Louisiana, so we're going to go for this, just for this example, with yellow and gold. I'm with purple and gold LSU colors. I think this chapel would look really good if we just did it in yellow and gold LSU colors. Would that be a wise thing to do? No, it wouldn't, because do you know if you go back into the Old Testament, there is a very specific set of how to decorate the tabernacle with colors, shapes, decorations, what to embroider the cloth with. The Lord was very particular with his temple, how he wanted it to look. And if we're his temple, don't you think he's concerned and really particular about how you present yourself? And it said, touch not the unclean thing. So I want us to stop here for a moment. How many of y'all remember when the children of Israel came to Jericho? They defeated the city of Jericho, and then the next little town was called Ai. Little town. And they said, after we defeated Jericho, we're just going to take a few men and we're going to go fight against Ai. And they did, and they lost. And they didn't know what to do. And Joshua, their leader, goes and he lays down before the Lord and he's just, Lord, what do we do? And the Lord told Joshua, stand up. Somebody has touched the accursed thing. I told the people when they went into that town not to take any of the accursed thing. So lots were cast, and eventually this man named Achan was found. And they asked him, what was it that he had done? He had taken a goodly Babylonian garment, some silver, and some gold. But first on that list was clothes. We don't often stop to think that the Lord is particular. He didn't want the children of Israel taking the clothes from those people. They weren't right. Their clothing was a curse. Don't dress like them. Stay separate. It's fine, fashionable. This Achan thought it was a fashionable piece of clothing. That's a good piece of clothing. I'm going to take it. I'm going to hide it. And then when nobody's looking, I'll wear it. It ended up costing him and his family the life. It cost the lives of people that had been out there with him. So I would like to challenge us. Have you considered the impact on your lives if you allow an unclean thing? You may think that, well, this is just me. This doesn't really impact anybody else. This is just me. This is my private thing. Why are you worried about me? Did you bring it into the congregation of the saints? Did you dress this way? Nobody, from what we could tell, saw him. They had to find out who had the garment by lot, meaning the Lord was directing them down to where this man, I'd buried it in my tent. You may think that you're able to hide your dress, that you can walk one way in the assembly of the saints and a different way in private, but do you know it will come out? Because instead of dressing for the Lord each day and having your spirit ready to go forth in the day, you're dressing for a different spirit. You're dressing so that something else is going to start coming on display. And it's going to sow discord, and eventually it's going to harm you and potentially many of those around you. Because if you're taking allowance and somebody sees you as a stronger person, they're probably going to say, well, I kind of would like to do that too. And that person's doing it, so I'm going to do it. And we need to be careful that we, when we dress ourselves, we consider that we are to dress for the Lord. I'd like to also now look at Matthew 25 and 26. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For ye make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisee, clean first that which within the cup and platter, that the outside of them may be clean also. So I did want to bring these verses in. You hear a lot in our world today, especially in a lot of the secular religions, that it's what's in the heart that matters. You know, the Lord looks at the heart. Leave me alone. You can't see my heart. True, the Lord does look at the heart. But as we have here in these two verses, I could dress in a way that measures up completely and not be clean on the inside. That would be just as wrong. But the verse that stood out to me there was that second one. Because there seems to be an expectation that if I start cleaning the inside, the outside's going to get cleaned up too. So for someone to sit there and say, but you can't see what's going on in my heart, that's true, I can't. But sooner or later, I should see cleanliness showing up on the outside. We have the verses about by their fruits ye shall know them. And while people are quick to throw out the other verses about judge not lest ye be judged, I don't think it's judging something to walk up to a tree with apples on it and say, that looks like an apple tree. I mean, that's actually just a statement of fact. There's no judgment involved. But we have to be careful that we don't delude ourselves into thinking that it's just, dress is just so superficial, it doesn't matter. It mattered enough to the Lord that he asked his people way back even in the Old Testament to dress in a manner that reminded them of his word, his commandments, and that they were to put him first. Y'all pray for me.